questions and answers. We have them for you here. Maybe more questions than answers, but you deserve the best, and you found it, if I do say so myself. What's going on in the news? How does it affect you? That's really the movement here, the important stories of the day. Certainly we've wrapped ourselves around the health care bill starting today, and also we've wrapped ourselves around the government shutdown, and we've wrapped ourselves around my cows getting out of the pasture. All of those things are important happenings today.
We're up to date.
We're up to date. Here's the story. We need a little Christmas. Yeah, we need a little laughter. This old cowboy. Yeah. Old cowboy in Texas counseled his granddaughter that if she wanted to live a long life, the secret was to sprinkle a pinch of gunpowder on her oatmeal every morning. Granddaughter did this religiously until the age of 103, when she died, left behind 14 children, 30 grandchildren, 45 great-grandchildren, 25 great-great-grandchildren, and a 40-foot hole where the crematorium used to be. That happened in Texas.
Yeah, I bet that outhouse had to be rebuilt a couple of times, too.
888-302-3684. Ken Kessler with Rich McFadden and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Getting more activity there. More callers as we review some of the big stories of the day. And today, no exception, other than the government grinding to a halt in some sectors, Defense Department working all right, some workers facing...
He's got military-industrial complex rolling.
Yeah, got to have that going. The rollout of the new insurance bill, what else is going on? The Prime Minister of Israel, Mr. Netanyahu, has asked Mr. Obama to maintain economic sanctions against Iran and stiffen the penalties if Iran advances its nuclear programs. Well, that's kind of flying in the face of what appears to be the reality. Although if you were an Israeli and you lived there and everybody in the Middle East wanted to push you into the sea, you'd probably be a little bit more cautious than some of us who would welcome a slowdown in the rhetoric. And if there's discussion to be had between the president of Iran and the president of America, the United States, then so be it. If it makes things calmer. Do you trust this guy? You trust him until he gives you a reason not to. That's always been my way of looking at people and circumstances. You trust him until they give you a reason not to.
Part of me goes, oh, this is really nice. They actually have somebody there who seems to be logical and reasoned and wants to talk. But is he smarter than I'm a dinner jacket and just playing it a different way?
Well, anybody's. I'm a dinner jacket. It's just not very bright.
But you knew what you were dealing with.
Well, okay. So what's in it for them if they play a game? There's nothing in it for them if they think it through. They're never going to win in any nuclear confrontation. Anybody who gets involved in it in any way isn't going
to
win.
I don't think that's ever the intention. The intention is to...
scare everybody.
Well, it's to get what they want. Ultimately, it's to, you will give me what I want, and I will use this fear tactic to get it. That's how all governments work. So
Is that how people work? Is that how people control?
No.
If the boss at work says, you better do this or you're fired, that's fear.
Not how I work.
No, I know it's not how you work.
You have your moments.
I do. Today is one of them, as a matter of fact. The annual financial report from the Vatican, made public for the first time because of the new pope, aiming for greater openness, show that the Catholic Church has a lot of money.
Really?
Earning
shocking.
The bank.
Shocking.
Isn't it shocking? And yet they close down the churches right and left. I wonder what this pope's going to do about that. To pay, in America anyway, they're shutting down churches so that they can sell them and pay off the debts, the legal penalties for having pedophile priests to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. There was a church in Saxonville, which is a village of Framingham, called St. Jeremiah's. They had to sell it, and they built 14 houses on the lot where the church was in order to pay each church is pretty much on his or her own. And so they had to pay, I don't know, it was $1.4 million in settlement. So they sold the church, and now it's a development. Put up, what's that song? Cut down the trees and put up a parking lot.
Yeah.
Instead, they tore down the church and put up, well, they didn't have a parking lot. They built houses there. So anyway, you'll all be happy if you Catholics to know the Vatican's got plenty of cash.
I'm looking at a headline as I just searched it as you were talking about it. The wealth of the Catholic Roman Catholic Church, impossible to calculate.
Yeah.
Because of gold, art, and land that they own.
Gold and art is in the basement of the Vatican. Some say it's $5 to $6 billion worth of treasure down there. They just sit on it.
I see an estimate of $8 billion.
Eight billion. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, inflation since the last time I looked at it. And yet these people continue. They talk about helping the poor, and they talk about wanting to make sure that all of the parishes stay open. If I were a Catholic, Kenny, you're a Catholic. Aren't you outraged at this?
Kenny's a non-Catholic now.
Yeah, I'm not really practicing. There's a lot of the stuff that I don't like. It will be interesting to see what, if anything, Pope Francis does about
all
this.
I think you're right about that.
I will never forget at my wife's brother's funeral in Colombia, South America, she was outraged when they passed the plate during the service. They passed the plate for donations during her brother's funeral service in the church. And she's still a Catholic, but that, man, that cranked her up so bad.
Mm-hmm. 57,000 people that live in your state, Richie, are furlowed this morning.
Woohoo! Why was there still traffic?
57,000 Virginians furloughed from federal jobs. 57,000 in one state. Multiply that times 50. We know that in Maryland and Virginia, there are lots of federal workers.
That's only one-third of the federal workers in Virginia.
Yeah, right.
There are 150 or 160,000 federal workers in the state of Virginia.
Plenty of funding for the military, though, as you suggested. You've got to keep the military-industrial complex cooking away.
And I mentioned earlier that there are specials at restaurants all around the city this morning where you buy one, get one free beers and for happy hour and whatnot.
Beer in the morning for breakfast?
This afternoon. After you go in and fill out your furlough paperwork, you can go get free sandwiches and beers all around the city. There's all kinds of deals. But who's really making out here are the for-profit museums, such as the Spy Museum, who, because the Smithsonian Museums will be closed, these guys are just going, come on in, $12.
All right, in a moment.
The museum, all of the rest of them.
How the shutdown affects women. Talk about that in a matter of moments here on a good day. 888-302-3684. Andrea Metcalf, our fitness guru, speaking of all that, is going to be here to help us with a way to exercise, a way to get focused on exercise and rest. How do the two go together? It's coming up in the next half hour of Good Day. Speaking of women, if you have puffiness and bags under your eyes and you find them hard to get rid of, may I introduce you, ladies, to GenuCell. GenuCell stem cell therapy, specifically targeting your eyes, the puffiness and bags that are under them that you do not find attractive and would like to get rid of. So, I have this new technology, product called GenuCell, available now, very powerful. It's a clinical-grade serum that's guaranteed to show results. In 12 hours, you'll see the puffiness begin to dissipate. Keep working with it. In less than 2 weeks, you'll be back to normal. You just keep using it. Your eyes are perfect and beautiful. It's not the eyeballs. It's under the eyes that we are concerned about. GenuCell contains 8 specific ingredients to significantly reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. Try it by dialing 800-543-9262. You're in touch with the company. You get it direct. You'll be very, very impressed. You'll be talking to your friends about how brilliant, as the 3 or 4 ladies get together for dinner tonight, whatever's going on, they look at you and they say, wow, what's different about your face? And you can tell them, it's GenuCell. Wouldn't you like to try it yourself? You can, risk-free, by dialing 800-543-9262. It's a pretty compelling message, actually, from these folks. And if you call soon, you'll get a jar of Esotique face cream to go along with your GenuCell. 2, for the price of 1, beauty is the focus. get it by dialing 800-543-9262. Genucel and Essateek for your face and under your eyes. 800-543-9262.
I just can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
I'm Jim Cook here at our Sam Adams Brewery tasting this year's Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Hit it, boys! Who wants some fresh Oktoberfest? This year's Oktoberfest is rich with sweet flavors like caramel and toffee.
Mm, that is really good.
Those unique flavors come from the five roasted malts in Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Ah, delicious. We only brew Sam Adams Oktoberfest for 2 months, so grab one before it's too late.
Then I definitely want more Oktoberfest.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
All right, so I suggested that there may be an impact to this shutdown that affects women in specific ways. The House and the Senate, as you know, are at odds about the continuing resolution to fund the government. And a lot of lawmakers say this will hurt women. The shutdown continues the war on women, says Senator Barbara Boxer. I've always called her Barbo. A press conference was held yesterday. She spoke alongside Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan and Mazie Hirono of Hawaii. They were slamming the lawmakers trying to repeal or delay health care. The benefits of this new health care act seem to be on the women's side. The Women's Health Amendment was the first thing that the Republicans took out of the health care bill. That is the first thing they wanted to scuttle, so say these ladies anyway. In the middle of the night, they put in a provision that specifically targets the women. They referred to Mr. Boehner unpleasantly. Comparison of the situation Tip O'Neill. In other words, it was Republican and Democrat back and forth. And so what this really means, Richie, is these people are saying, if you're a woman and you voted for a Republican, you're not too bright. That's basically what they're saying.
Huh.
And if you're a Democrat, I mean, if you're a woman and you voted for Democrats, this is the old stuff.
Right.
All Democrats good, all Republicans bad, and nobody with a brain buys that. There are some really good Republicans and some really good Democrats. And likewise, there's some really bad Democrats and really bad Republicans.
None of them are elected officials right at the present moment.
Yeah, right. Well, they're all bad now because they can't make it work. And taking shots like that doesn't fix the problem either.
It doesn't.
No.
They get it off. That's all I've heard for the past week.
So, shots here.
You're getting bored.
Meanwhile, the shutdown could cost $200 million a day to the economy. 21 after the hour.
How much does it save?
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Song as musically we go back to this week in 1984 for our top five song review, which we do sometimes 3 or 4 times a week. Pick out a year and present to you in 3 or 4 minutes time a run through snippets, if you will, or snippets of the big songs. This was number 5 during this week in 1984. Cyndi Lauper and She Bop. Yeah, she bops and he bops. Right.
When I saw her at Jazz Fest a couple of years ago doing a blues set, you forget what an amazing voice she really has.
Yeah.
And she can still belt it out.
Right. I'm a fan, always have been, of Cyndi Lauper. Number 5 this week in 1984, moving to number 4. John Waite.
Wow, this is a smash hit.
Anyway, who else did this? Why am I remembering it? Isn't there another version of this that did well?
No, this is it.
Oh, this is it? Huh. All right. I have my conscience, Ken Kessler and Richard Fenn, suggesting this is it.
The original band he was from, Dudley?
John Waite?
Yeah.
The Eagle?
The Babies.
Oh, is that, I would never remember that. The Babies?
The Babies.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that, Richie. Thank you. Trivia question. Number 3 is a great song.
Going up into your backyard here.
Cruise from Boston to Cars. What a great song this is. My God, what a wonderful song. Number 3 song on its way to number 1 from this week in 1984, The Cars. Rick Ocasek and the Bunch. There's a message here. It's so... I mean, just the way it sits in the music.
Elliot. He actually passed away a few years ago, I think.
Who's that? Say it again. What?
The one singing. The guy singing in this one.
Benjamin Orr, who passed away.
Benjamin Orr.
He was not the main singer of the Cars, but they had...
I was wrong. Benjamin Orr wasn't the singer at all. What's it? Elliot, the one singing on this one, Ken?
Elliot Easton.
Wasn't Elliot Ness?
No.
Sure? Here's another song that's even better than the one before. Maybe that's why it's number 2. And the other one was number 3. This is Stevie Wonder, number 2 during this week in 1984 as we review the top 5. I just called to say I love you. Crack it up, Richie. I love you. How many people can sing along with this? And I mean from the bottom of my heart. My knee. niece Amanda's here. She thinks I should stop singing. I can't imagine. Richie, you like listening to my singing, don't you?
I love it.
It's really put you in a good
Amanda
place.
Amanda, grab the duct tape out of the barn.
She can't hear you. You can put the headset on, Amanda. Richie has some advice for you. Hold on. Sit down there for a minute, Bill. And Amanda, we'll make a star out of Amanda here. Amanda is my favorite niece.
Not a star, a hero.
My older sister.
She can get you to stop singing, she will be a hero.
She's running the store and actually running much of the
farm. I have a very important question for you, Amanda.
I might have a really good answer.
Okay. Is there any duct tape in the farm store?
We actually do have some leopard print duct tape.
Leopard printing duct tape? Really?
Nice.
Run and get the duct tape, bring it back, and put it over his mouth until the end of this segment.
Very unflattering, and that's not very nice.
To try to get you stuff.
I am not going to sing along with Prince. Number one song this week in 1984 was I Go, Let's Go Crazy. Where were you in 1984?
I was 10. Yeah,
10 years old. Do you remember the song?
I do.
Really?
I had the tape cassette.
You had the tape cassette? the moldy oldies.
That's great.
I do believe it was from Purple Rain.
Yeah, it was. Very good.
Very good. I like Prince. And do you think that, does it surprise you that I like Prince?
Yeah.
It does. Okay. All right, there it is. Amanda with Richie and Dougie here at 28 and Kenny at 28 after on Good Day.
Get the duct tape.
We all love treats, so plan one.
If you're used to something, say you eat chocolate every day and you love chocolate, take a week off. And then when you go back to it, you'll appreciate it even more.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. This idea comes from two professors who studied how what we buy affects happiness. AARP financial educator John Dolphiné.
There's five different principles. One is buy experiences.
So, for example, I went to Croatia 2 years ago with my husband, and we're still savoring the memories. The point is, do things. And if that means buying time so you can get out there, well...
A lot of people hire somebody to clean their house, and they may wonder, well, is it worth it? Because, you know, it can be quite a bit of money. But if they're spending the time they would otherwise spend cleaning their house, going hiking, playing with their children, doing something that they're going to value a lot more, it's a pretty good way to spend money.
Tomorrow, easy ways to save a buck to have more money for leisure activities. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now 33 after the hour here on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have Andrea Metcalf with us with a focus on how much rest you're getting. She'll be here in about 10 minutes. Meanwhile, there are a lot of things going on in the world that Kenny and Richie and I want you to know about. Roberta and Jennifer back here with us tomorrow on the Good Day program. So even more lively discussions about the important stories, the issues of the day, the news and how it affects you. Maybe you're being affected by the government shutdown. Maybe you are not, but it's okay to look at it, wonder why. What is the, I'm trying to remember, some people look at something and they say why, and others say why not. What's that? Do you remember, anybody remember the pieces of that pie?
No. But I, yeah, I get it.
Why? Why are we having
why not
this shutdown, or why not? Yeah, why not have it? The I used a number, Richie, a little bit ago about $200 million a day. That's what the economy. That's how it affects the Washington area, in terms of business, lunches, dinners, work done by the printing company, whatever, tourists coming to town, hotels, that kind of stuff. 700,000 jobs in the Beltway, close to a million around the country.
Yeah.
Right? Now, there were 26,000 people affected by the sequester in August. So what has that done to, did you notice any difference? Anybody in Washington notice a difference? Because there were 26,000 people who were furloughed for a day or a week?
No. No, you don't. That's a flea on the back of a dog there.
Asian markets took a hit. European markets taking a hit. Isn't it amazing how the economy of America affects the rest of the world? It really does. And it's all psychology. There's nothing to this other than psychology.
Right.
It's all news media hype and psychology.
The credit rating of the United States is going to fall.
Yeah. For a day.
Right.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Took a hit for 3 or 4 months from the last time.
What, in the 90s, did it take that long?
No. In the last year.
Because there was no...
It affected the...
Well, that's because the economy was weak to begin with.
Yeah.
See, that's what this does. That is a legitimate way of looking at this. The economy is still very weak, and so as the recovery sort of begins, does this throw a hatchet into it? And some people could argue, yes, it does. The... I'm looking at something else that's going on here. The experimental technique, a new procedure, if you will, that helps women who are infertile give birth. Women who have trouble getting pregnant. I thought that was what happened when you went to a fertility clinic. But apparently there's some new procedure that's being used not just by the fertility clinics, but by doctors in general, OBGYNs, to help women who have had trouble getting pregnant get pregnant. Now, not to be too indelicate here, I was talking, I don't know how much I want to edit this.
A lot, please.
Well, you know, my daughter had an operation for a cyst, and a growth was not malignant. And the doctor said that this had been going on her system for quite a while, and nobody got it for whatever the reason, as they grow in a fibrous thing that's fed by blood, and then it gets taken out. And it is something that eliminates the problems that women have who have these of getting pregnant. Megan has not had a child, but is now thinking about having a child, wants to have. I can tell by her energy.
Yeah.
She wants to have a child. And I think it'll be in the offing. I'll bet you. And then by Christmas, somebody's going to be telling me, Dad, Daddy, I'm pregnant. It'll be just like that.
Yeah,
it'll
be fun.
It'll be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Her husband is going to be great. It'll be neat. So, one other item of interest here, the world's population and how it's aging. The study that's out today suggests that by the year 2050, seniors over the age of 60 will outnumber children under the age of 15 for the first time in the history of the planet.
Really?
Let me give you that number again.
Please.
By the year 2050, several significant things are going to happen. This is a global number. People over the age of 60 will outnumber children under the age of 15 by the year 2050. Most countries are unprepared to support the elderly population and will therefore go bankrupt. Pretty much the way America's headed. Because we have so many people in the baby boom generation, people in my generation, Richie, I'm on one end and Richie's on the other end of it, all those people in between for that 20-year period, there's not adequate funding for Medicare, for promised Social Security benefits here. And many countries that are not as developed as we are don't have any programs of the sort for anything
like that.
Family
takes care of it all.
The family in many European countries, many Asian countries. I don't know much about South America, but I'm guessing it'll probably be the same there.
In Colombia, there's a retirement program, a government retirement program, kind of like Social Security. Yes.
Yeah. Right. Well, but think about those numbers. Seniors over 60 outnumbering children under 15. People by the year 2050 will be working on average till they're 75 in our country. And by the year 2050, there will be more Hispanics in this country than there will be white people, so-called white people. I don't know what Hispanics are darker skinned, but they're not dark skinned. But they're, in terms of the white population in this country, it'll be a minority by the year 2050.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Does that make a difference one way or another? It may to some people. It may not to others. But it is a fact.
I think by the year 2050, we'll all be beige.
You think? Well, I'll sort of be molded in together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, wife is a Colombian.
Look at me. Yeah.
Her skin is darker.
I'm
You're
part of the
Irish.
Problem.
Yeah, you are part of the problem, Richard. I'm thinking about Sean. His skin's not dark necessarily.
You know, it's funny because Sean, my biological son, is half Irish and half Spanish/Italian from his mother. My daughter, who is adopted, is all quote-unquote Colombian, which is Spanish slash Indian.
Uh-huh.
And they both have very similar skin tones. Julian is a little bit darker.
Right.
So it's kind of weird, but I'm definitely the gringo in the family.
You are.
Yeah, without a doubt.
No question about that.
I'm the one that needs the sunscreen.
Health insurance markets are open today. Many people will see this as a success. Speaking of health, exercise is important, not necessarily underscored in the health insurance business that we are talking about, but it certainly is the foray of one Andrea Metcalf, and she's going to talk to us about a lot of things, as she usually does. There are usually bullet points in her report on health and exercise, and she's going to get to the impact of getting enough sleep on how much exercise. How are you doing? I'm going through my CrossFit thing, and I actually am sleeping more and feeling like when I never used to really get sleepy at the end of the day. Now I find myself really sleepy before 10 o'clock, and I want to be in bed, and I'm usually falling asleep quickly. Yeah. I'll read a little bit, and right off to sleep I go. No more television.
I have not been going to Taekwondo for the past month or two, and I am not sleepy. I am wide awake at 11 p.m., which is a problem.
Yeah. Anyway, so we'll get to that. Focus on your health and well-being, exercising, Andrea Metcalf, next here on Good Day.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Parents are often advised to consult a child passenger safety technician to determine how to install their child's car seat. These seats are increasingly complicated, but so are all the regulations. In one city, a mother breastfeeding in the car was considered a criminal, but a father holding the child in his lap so he could feed her French fries was okay. Another woman who actually did use the booster seat was charged with a crime because she installed it incorrectly. These things always seem so complicated to the government, but if we look through the lens of liberty, we might simply conclude that the government doesn't belong in our cars. Telling us all how to drive, where to drive, and when to drive is one thing, but now they are also writing the seating chart. Do we really trust the government to care for children better than their parents?
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. It's
the American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
888-302-3684. Email to Ken or Rich or Doug at DougStephan.com. Kenny, what's the latest from our social media with regard to the activities of the day? Things that, is there anything going on anywhere other than the start of the health care? Anybody reporting in with their experience with that and or people that are affected by the government shutdown?
I haven't seen, other than that one comment from Becky that she's not getting paid and not going in. I haven't seen anybody saying anything about this directly affecting them. Danny says the worst part of the partial government shutdown is that it's partial.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of that. right, so the government has not hit a home run, but that's all right. Core muscle strength. Let's get to the woman who's into the core of her muscle strength. You know, one of the things, Andrea Metcalf is here. AndreaMetcalf.com is a great place for you to find out lots of things about fitness, well-being, the wholesome life, if you will. So, muscles and strength, do they necessarily go together? Do you have to have muscles in order to be strong, and vice versa? If you have muscles, does that mean you are strong?
Well, everyone has muscles, but not everyone is strong.
Well,
she got you.
All right. So let's talk about development of muscles then. Okay, we all have to have muscles to move our bones. Yes, you're right about that. So into the next step, those who develop their muscles, whether they be male or female, do they necessarily acquire strength because they have bigger muscles? And, you know, you go to the extreme, look at some of the bodybuilders, weightlifters, powerlifters. You can see powerlifters that are not necessarily that big muscle-bound sort that a bodybuilder is. And one wonders whether the bodybuilders have just show or is there strength, and vice versa. You see some of these people that pick up these tremendous weights, and they don't look to be that, they aren't as muscular as, let's say, a bodybuilder.
Okay, so let's talk about when you can see muscles on someone. That may be called hypertrophy, and that means that someone has developed the muscles to grow. But strength, as I think you're seeing it, is an overall ability to move force, and so you need leverage and physics at the same time, and that means that you need certain muscle groups to work in coordination, which many people who are in the bodybuilding industry, you can see that they're very muscular. However, they don't have great strength and coordination because in order to look the way they need to look for competition, they don't build in a balanced pattern.
Mm-hmm.
You're better off, you could do bicep curls and get your biceps really big, but that doesn't mean that you can throw bales of hay because your other muscles that work with it, like your abdominals and your glutes, in order to perform that movement may not be strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a huge difference in seeing muscles on people and then actually the movement or the ability to change. And there's a lot of people who have, you don't see the muscle, but they're in shape, and they're very strong because they have great leverage and great balance of ability, especially like in the martial arts. Don't you see that, Rich?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm happy to report to you that I can throw bales of hay over my head very easily. Thanks. That must mean my core is doing well. I had to do that
the
other day.
You've probably grown further now that you've been doing all that CrossFit.
Right, exactly. I have, and the kids on the farm are amazed at what they see me doing, which is kind of cute. Anyway, the object of our affection also has to do with sleep. You've written a blog at AndreaMetcalf.com. It's also in our Better Living box about sleep. Our poll today, as a matter of fact, at DougStefan.com asks how much sleep you got last night. A, more than 8 hours. B, 7 to 8 hours. C, 6 to 7 hours. D, less than 6 hours. E, I don't know. Let's get Andrea first. How much did you get last night?
I was just counting. 7 hours. I had a really nice night's sleep last night.
Richie, how much did you get last night?
5 hours.
All right, Kenny, how much did you get?
A little over 7.
A little over 7, all right. I'm between 6 and 7. So what does that mean to those in terms of getting enough rest to keep your body in shape, to build the muscle or to do what it needs to be at the core best? How much do you need? Is it different for everybody? It must be. It can't be the same for
everybody. Well, there are statistics that, and research that says between 6 and 8 hours of sleep consistently can help you live at least 5 years longer than people who get less than that.
Mm-hmm.
But the real issue is what we see tied to weight loss and to function, brain function. So when you don't get enough rest, you have two hormones, leptin and ghrelin, that change the way your body processes food. Ghrelin makes you very hungry, and that's G-H-E-R-L-I-N. So when you don't get enough sleep, ghrelin goes up, and it keeps prodding you to eat and get more sugar.
Really?
Leptin, on the other hand, when you don't get enough sleep, that drops. And leptin helps us utilize fat as energy. So when you get enough sleep, you end up being hungrier, and you end up gaining weight,
and you
end up being crabbier.
Crabby. We don't want crabby people. Get enough sleep and lose that weight. AndreaMetcalf.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
That's, as you probably know, most of you anyway, I think people under 30 know who Julie Andrews is.
Some, but most not.
No, probably not.
Yeah, she's very rich.
Yeah, 78 today. But isn't Mary Poppins still a bill of fare? Haven't you shown it to your children? Richie, your children are
it's funny.
10,
yeah,
7.
My son is 9, my daughter is 6, and we have watched the videos on YouTube for the songs, and it all started with supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah, but they haven't seen the movie?
No.
Really?
Just the videos
on
YouTube.
I'm going to get my daughter watching that as soon as she finishes up the first three seasons of The Walking Dead.
Oh, my God. Help us. Help us. Help me, Rhonda. Chuck Curry is here. He's our movie man. Check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. Videos, movies, DVDs. He's got it. He understands it. And he's good at it, so that's why he's here to bring us movie news, update us on some of the things that's interesting.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Rich.
I have to ask you whether you've watched The Blacklist yet. I know I sent you an email the other day, and Chuck and I were just talking about it.
I have not.
It is your kind of show.
It is. The Blacklist.
With James Spader. Whoever writes this script for his character.
It's just new last past week, right?
New show. The second episode last night. It's brilliant.
Really?
You know
absolutely
what?
Brilliant.
TV, I just want to interject. AMC's Breaking Bad drew a record 10.3 million viewers in its series final episode Sunday night. Now, this is a show done 5 years ago that had 500,000 viewers.
Yeah.
So how does the show go from 500,000
word of mouth,
10 million? Well, one, word of mouth, but I think it's the power of Netflix, because a lot of people, once they hear something's really good and they didn't get a chance to see it in this first few seasons, they start binge watching, and then they catch up, and then you get a 10 million rated.
Told this story before. The reason I got hooked on 24, I was staying at Uri's house over in England one night, and I couldn't
sleep.
You
to watch it for the.
And Richie was talking to me about it. Yeah, and I turned it on, and they ran three or four episodes together, and I stayed up all night and watched it. And it was That's when I got hooked to it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to our contest today. One of the major stars in this movie is 63, one of the people that Richie likes a lot as an actor. You'll hear his voice, you'll recognize it, and hopefully recognize the movie, because I'd love to give away a swell prize from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet. 888-302-3684, number to call if you haven't won before. Here's today's first audio clue from our mystery movie.
People like you come here and blow the family nest egg that built this town.
Got it.
Independence Day, that help a little? All right, you got it? Chucka, you got it?
I got it.
888-302-3684. All right, next clue.
I keep telling him he's going to pierce himself shut one day, but what can you do? The boy likes eating through a straw.
888-302-3684. This guy is so perfect for this role, actually.
It's just a matter of which one it is.
You got to figure out which one it is. Has he done anything lately, though, by the way? I can't.
I know he did a TV movie, I think, 3 years ago, but I think that was it.
His brother's all over the place, but he doesn't seem to be very visible.
Well, his private life has been.
Yeah, he's a mess. Had a little jail time and lost in his house or something.
888-302-3684, last clue.
Don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
All right. What's the name of the movie? Hurry up. 888-302-3684. Movie news, Chucker.
Production has begun on the sequel to the hit comedy 21 Jump Street. Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill once again return. That film should be out sometime next summer. Dwayne The Rock Johnson currently filming, Doug, a big-budget version of Hercules. From there, he'll jump into the already filming Fast and the Furious 7. His career's on a roll. October looks pretty good at the movies. Gravity coming out this week. A week later, Captain Phillips with Tom Hanks.
What do you make of all of the hoopla over Bridget Jones, the plot twist? This is the book, though, before the movie is made, right? Isn't that right, Kenny?
Yeah, the book's coming out in a couple
Bridget
weeks.
Jones, mad about the boy. They apparently leaked some of the storyline. Is that right, Kenny? Yeah. So, I don't know. I look forward to seeing the movie because I think that Renee is kind of a cool character. All right. George in El Paso, what's the name of the movie?
National Lampoon's Vacation.
Which one?
Hurry up.
First one?
No.
Quickly! Jonathan, what's the name of it?
Is it National Lampoon's Las Vegas Vacation?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.